There are many worlds in the multiverse. Some, like Kyrian, are islands alone, uninvolved with the greater struggles of the planes. Some places, like Sigil, are awash with the conflicts that rage across them from upper to lower. Wars between angels and fiends, or demons and devils, playing out in the streets. Others, like Tal'Dorei or Faerûn, are worlds of adventure and magic, where the darkest deeds and the greatest heroism lie side by side. But all have the same thing in common. They are worlds of adventure and daring. Join us now as we experience the strife and danger of the multiverse in D&D 5th edition.
Ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Cult of Tea and Dice, and welcome to session 8 of Baldur's Gate Descent into Avernus, chapter 1. I am your DM for this evening, but what is a DM without his players? So, in no particular order, we have Mordrigan.
Hello, I'm Mordrigan, and I'm playing Gwariel, the fairy fighter.
And we have a Hardwick.
Hello, I'm Hardwick, and I am playing Salik, who is a barbarian owlin.
We have an Archive.
I'm Archive, and I'm playing Miri Brightwood, half-elf cleric.
We have a Loka.
I'm Loka, and I will be playing Amberhide, the tabaxi monk.
And we have an Il Porcupino.
I'm Il Porcupino, and I'm playing a halfling assassin.
Yes. Everyone got to level 3 last time, so everyone has their subclasses now.
Mm-hmm. Well,
it's going to get interesting.
Technically, then, I'm a fairy battlemaster.
And I would be a tabaxi shadow monk.
I think I'm an assassin.
You're an assassin. Well, I believe you're a rogue assassin.
Squared. Yes. That's it, yes.
Yeah, rogue assassin.
Rogue first, assassin second.
That'll let me in an assassin squid.
Surely that would make it difficult to roll downstairs.
Double assassin.
But yeah, so it has been, well, for those listening at home, it's not been too long, but for those of us here, it's actually been a couple of weeks since we last played. Cool. So would anyone like to recap what happened last time?
Well, we first went back to the Nurkledor, and we went into the room and immediately noticed, oh my goodness, there's 3 dead guys on the floor. To which Mortlock said, no, there's 3 live guys on the floor pretending to be dead guys. Why don't we stab them? So we did. quite horrifically, if I remember correctly. We also nicked a load of spell books that were in there.
Mm-hmm. Yes, you did.
Then we went back to, well, we first got attacked by some Tiamat cultists on the way out of the bathhouse.
They were mad you'd nicked all that treasure that had gotten nicked from them.
Yeah.
In the first place.
Unfortunately, we weren't very interested in giving it back. And if I remember correctly, what happened was they jumped us and then were very sorry they'd done that.
They fucked around and then they found out.
Yeah, they really found out. And we claimed the bathhouse. And then Vendetta and Klim left.
Before we go any further, I've just spotted my 2 lines that describe the Tiamat cultist encounter. We get jumped by the Tiamat cultists who want their stuff back. Next line, they dead.
They very dead.
Yeah. Then we went back to the Elf Song and decided to stay there the night. Got up in the morning, had breakfast. I reminded. Anyway, we went back to the Elf Song. We ordered breakfast. I reminded Ladle that she had to give me some of her breakfast, but did also point out this is the last time I can remind her. We had a sleep. We actually slept after breakfast because it was so either late at night or early in the morning, whichever take you pick. Then we got up and went to see Zodj. Mortlock stayed outside, and we basically said, look, we know who's causing the cultists. We might have got some evidence. We can get some more evidence if you like. And he offered us 300 gold pieces to go and get the evidence. If she's deserving of, to get evidence plus something, if she's deserving of the death. So we've been told we can go and nobble whoever her name is.
The note I have for that is offer 300 gold each.
Yeah.
For proof of Thalamur of Dan Thampur's plot. If, and I quote, she deserves it and cops it in the process, we have the gratitude of the Flaming Fist.
Oh dear, how awful.
He also offered King's evidence, probably not a full pardon, but not execution.
Yeah, for Mortlock. But we not need that if we can capture his brother alive. I and Ladle also went to go and do some business with the Alchemist's Guild. And we might have handed off some dodgy Tiamat artifacts to them to use as draw Tiamat cultists to your enemies items.
Yeah. In exchange for possibly mega potion ingredients for me.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and I've turned my dodgy Tiamat artifact into something completely different now. Anyway, I think that's where we are.
Yes, it is. So your next step was, so you are planning on getting hold of one of Mortlock's brothers.
The one in the pub, wasn't it?
Yes, Amric, at the Low Lantern Tavern.
I'm trying to remember which one he was.
Money.
He's a loan shark. He's the finance guy. He was the one who was funding the cult with the stolen Tiamat treasure.
There is it. Oh, yes, because Thirstwell is operating off the Van Thumper estate.
Yes.
So he's a little less touchable.
Yes, yeah. He's at the estate. Amric's at the town.
Okay. So I guess we all gather back up.
Yeah.
So, Mortlock, what do you know about this Low Lantern Tavern?
Right. Well, it's a ship. It's a ship that is now a building. It's run by a wizard. Well, she's kind of a wizard. She does magic. Larella? Yeah, Larella. That was the name. Something like that. She allows Amric to run his little loan shark business from in there. He's got his own little office.
How much does she like him?
No one really likes Amric. She's happy enough for him to do his business there, but she won't exactly come rushing in to save him. So long as you don't try and start a fight with her, you're probably fine.
Mm-hmm.
He's got his own bodyguard, at least one I know of.
And presumably as long as we don't damage her building either, because I'd be quite upset if someone came in and damaged my building.
Yeah, but it's also a tavern, so, you know, fights are not uncommon.
Oh, of course, we're in the city. No, that makes complete sense. Carry on.
Fights with this much kit?
I mean, look, the average person in Baldur's Gate generally walks around with something. Because if they don't, they're going to end up dead in an alley pretty quick.
Fair.
You said he had a bodyguard, just the one?
I think he's got one, but he might have paid off some of Lorella's staff. I don't exactly spend a lot of time around him.
Right. Yeah. And you say he conducts his business there. Is he in a little room at the back or just in a table?
Hold on a second, I need to actually look at the map here. He is in. Where is he specifically? He is in. Case is not making it very clear.
Helpful.
Well, it's kind of like. It's at one end of like the main deck. He's like a three deck ship. He's in like the back of the lounge deck, which is like the middle deck.
Right.
There's the top side, there's the tavern deck, there's the lounge deck, and then there's the guest quarters, which is basically just a fucking drunk tank.
Heading down through the ship, yeah?
Yeah, heading down through the ship. So he's on like the middle level.
Right. Do you remember if there are any windows near where he is?
No, no windows.
Shame. Okay. So are we all agreed that we probably want to take this man prisoner, yes?
We're just going to go in and grab him, right?
I think we're going to have to.
Could we not get him on his way to the ship instead of going in?
I mean, does he live there?
No, he lives on the estate. He just does his business out of there.
All right. So he has to move between the two. Question is when and how do we not run into the Flaming Fist on the street?
I mean, technically you work for the Flaming Fist, so that's not the problem.
Yeah.
He's not bodyguard. Shit.
Yeah.
Mm. I mean, we could wait until he's on the estate and then sneak into the ship and check out where he works from.
If we could get hold of his ledgers, then...
His ledgers will be on him, I'd assume.
Yeah, I think he's just got like a little notebook.
Right.
Shame.
The original plan was to grab him, I think. What were we planning to do with him once we grabbed him?
Take him to Zodge.
Oh, is Zodge all right with that?
He said he wanted evidence. I can't think of anything more evidential than the guy who's actually paying the cult. Especially if we nab him, we get his ledger as well.
As long as it's not written in some sort of indecipherable code, but let's hope not.
Well, once we've grabbed him, he's not that smart.
All right, hopefully he'll have evidence.
In that situation, he'll probably turn.
And so we can take him there, because otherwise we're going to end up with just this man we have to carry around. It'd be very awkward.
No, my thought was indeed that we secure him and hand him over.
All right. I don't think he'd be anywhere near as corrupt as you are, Mortlock.
Well, if he reckons he'll hang, then he might talk in an attempt to not hang.
Yeah, and we might be able to do a deal on that basis. And then at that point, I suspect Zodge is going to suggest we take a visit to the estate.
Probably, yeah.
Because, how to put this, Zodge is that kind of prick. So, do we want to try and get him en route, or do we want to mug him in the place? In the place keeps it a bit more contained, but means we might have to deal with the staff, this witch, random bystanders. But it does mean it makes it harder for him to escape if there are no windows where he is and we make sure we're between him and the stairs. Whereas if we try to go for him in the street, one, we need to work out what his route is, and two, we need to be able to block off all of his escape routes.
Ms. Lytle, do you by any chance have anything that will knock out rather than kill?
Not especially.
Oh, such a shame.
I mean, I do. I slam an armoured fist into an armoured glove.
That's pretty much the option, yes.
Well,
you can choose to do
non-lethal damage.
Non-lethal damage.
Yeah.
And we've got a shitload of manacles.
We do.
Yeah, you do.
We can hit him with them first. Yep. I was just trying to think of, do we have a way of not materially breaking him first?
Yeah, we can always turn the flat of the blade.
Go for the kneecaps, that always works.
Stops him getting away too.
And on these big folks, it's kind of almost at waist height for us.
Yep. Speak for yourself.
I thought that was obvious.
In any case, I think we have reasonable chances either way. We know both ends of his route. One is the estate. One is the tavern. The question is, what route does he take between them? And whether or not we want to worry about that. Do we know what sort of times he's there?
Well, the place opens just check this here. Place opens high, son.
By the sounds of it, it doesn't exactly have rooms, so it's not going to be a breakfast joint.
No.
So it opens at high sun and then closes sometime later.
Yeah, I'm not sure when exactly.
If he's worried about getting intercepted, he will aim to arrive exactly on time or very shortly after.
If he's worried about getting intercepted, he's going to vary his route. It's what I would do.
Depends on how confident he is.
Can Emmerich do any magic?
Confidence, he certainly isn't bloody lacking in.
Arrogance will make a man stupid.
Indeed. Can Emmerich do any magic whilst we're working out what we might be up against?
No. I mean, he's a tricky bastard, so...
I see.
He might have some... tricks up his sleeves. He likes knives. There's a whole bunch of fucking knives.
It sounds to me like having him in an enclosed space would actually be a benefit here.
I'm inclined to agree.
I don't like the idea of being surrounded or trapped, though.
I think he'll be
surrounded on his side.
I don't know that any of the other... patrons, shall
we
say?
It sounds like they might not be completely...
Are going to be interested. But the staff, that's going to be something to watch out for.
I mean, how many staff can there be?
How big's the boat?
It's a three level, so I think there's like a couple of bartenders. Who are those, you know, those birds?
Huh?
They're like, you know, those bird people.
Kanku?
Looks at Salik.
No, different bird people.
Kanku?
Yeah, I think so. The black ones.
The ones that like speak crows. With other people's voices.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, them ones. That's them. And there's like half a dozen bouncers, I think.
Six bouncers. Okay.
But that's across two different levels because there's the tavern level and then there's the lounge level, so. Yeah, one on each level for them.
There's five of us. I think we'll be fine.
Do we know what this guy looks like?
I'm sure Morlock does.
Yep.
Well, yeah, but...
Poncy twat in a black cloak with lots of knives and a stupid little beard. And those stupid little pointy beards.
Pointy beard.
Oh.
Never got beards. Oh, well.
A goatee?
I mean, I don't know. Guess like a goat's ass, yeah.
How descriptive. These bouncers, how big are we talking?
They're all human, I think. Last I remember. I don't know if any of them have changed, but doubt it. So yeah, human, relatively... I don't know, I mean, you guys could take them, I reckon, from what I've seen.
Let's put it this way. They're used to breaking up fistfights in a bar. They are not used to lethal force.
I don't think we should go in hacking and slashing.
That's not my intent, nor is that what I'm suggesting. But I do think that when they see that we are willing to employ lethal force, they might rethink their employment.
Or at least their involvement in the fight.
Yes. Let's face it, loan sharks are not the most... well liked of people.
True.
And Amric's a prick, so.
And as you say, Amric is a prick. So he'll be even less popular. If we go in as if we're going to do business, approach him, and then suddenly we're into action, as I'll say, then I'm sure we'll be fine.
Yeah, the only trick is I can't go with you.
That's fine.
Because he'll see me coming.
And they've tried to med you already.
Yeah, exactly. If he sees me walking around coming up straight to there, he's going to run fast. You wouldn't get within a mile of him. Relax, I'm not going anywhere. I'll stay here.
So we go in there on the pretense of getting a loan and then grab him.
That would be my suggestion. How good are you at sleight of hand, Ladle?
Very.
In which case, maybe you should conceal some manacles up your arm and manacle him. when you go to shake his hand to confirm the loan.
Yeah, we can do that.
Yes.
Oh, this sounds fun.
Oh, gosh, what levels of deceit.
If it makes you feel better, he is funding an evil cult to drag people in off the street and murder them for three evil gods, while also dropping an entire city into the hells.
Just as a point on tone, when she was saying that, Miri looked almost excited by how dramatic life in the city is.
I see. Fair enough. That probably didn't register with Guariel, though.
Not a hint of sarcasm either, then. I've read books about this one.
Yes, it's like being in a real adventure.
How exciting.
Right. Is there anything we need to do before we wait until the place opens and then enact this plan?
I will double check the plan.
No, let's go.
So, the plan, as we currently have it, for those of us who have a tendency to forget said things, is we are going to enter the tavern with the intent of going downstairs, claiming we are coming to get a loan from Amric. We are going to approach Amric. We are going to talk to Amric about said loan. Then, when we have confirmed the loan, and it's probably going to be you confirming the loan, Ladle, you will reach out your hand to him to shake his hand, and when he reaches out his hand to shake your hand, you will manacle the fucker, and at that point, I suspect all hell is going to break loose. But on a bonus point, he'll already be manacled. So...
manacled to what? To
himself. Yeah, just slap the cuffs on him, basically.
What are we getting a loan for?
What do you want to get a loan for?
Do you want a bigger shop?
You've just inherited a bathhouse and you want to do it up.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Say.
Maybe we don't mention the bathhouse. He does know about the bathhouse. He's funding the cult underneath it.
Very true.
You don't have to say bathhouse. You can say you've just come into possession of a business property and you need to, you know, refit it for your tastes and your clientele.
Yeah. So basically, you saying yes and then manacling his hand when he goes to shake it is going to be the trigger point for fighting a curse.
Got mystic.
But hopefully, Amric will be less effective in that fight due to the fact that, well, he's going to be manacled by that point, hopefully. And of course,
if you can get his legs.
Well, yeah, if his hands aren't manacled, then we can go to plan B, which is beat him until he's unconscious.
I'm sorry, I'm just picturing a scenario now where Ladle tries to convince him that in her culture, you shake hands with legs.
Well, they are really into feet, are hobbits.
Halfling, please, we don't want to get sued.
Oh, yes, of course. I forgot. Anyway, yeah, so I think that's the plan then. It's got to make it interesting for him. We're not actually going to take out a loan, so... why don't we say 500 gold? That sounds like a lot of money, right?
Yes.
He's going to want to give you a loan shark loan at 500 gold, surely.
And what's it called? What do you you put down as your thing if you don't repay it?
Collateral.
Collateral, that's it.
Your shop. Again. We're not really taking out this loan, so it doesn't really matter. It's just the cover story.
No. Yes, indeed.
So, are we ready? Shall we go? Or at least...
where are the manacles?
Wait until the...
I've got a set of manacles up each sleeve.
We've got so many manacles. We've got ridiculous
sleeves.
I think basically every member of the team has at least two pairs of manacles now.
Yeah, I've got one for his hands and one for his feet, if needed.
Cool. I've got a pair of manacles as well.
Oh, I've only got one pair of manacles.
Well, you can have mine then.
Thanks.
So now you've got two pairs of manacles. I don't have any manacles. Does other people have manacles?
I have manacles. Someone can take mine if they like.
I'll take your manacles then. So Ladle's got two manacles and I've got one manacles again.
Oh my God.
I will reiterate. I have my stick.
Can I suggest that you, Amber Hyde, also actually take some manacles? Because you are the fastest moving of all of us, and if he tries to leg it, you're more likely to catch him up and then need to manacle him.
Sure.
Has anybody got a spare set of manacles that they don't need? I can give Amber Hyde mine if necessary.
I have a set.
Are you intending to use them, Salik?
Probably not.
Then if you wouldn't mind giving them to Amber Hyde so he has
some manacles. How easy is it to use them with wings?
Are you talking to me or Salik?
Salik.
Right.
Salik does have hands. No, Salik has hands. How do you think Salik holds his sword?
Really?
I think Salik has got hand Owlin, wings.
Owlin, their wings are on their back, separate from their arms.
Are they?
And his teeth.
I was going to suggest between his buttocks, but, you know, sure. Teeth. Also, well, beak, technically.
He ties it on.
I'm going to have to look up Owlin. I thought they were like owls.
They are like owls, but they have arms and legs, and then they separately have a pet set of wings on their back.
Fair enough.
This is only getting a bit weird.
just give Amber Hyde your...
Really? Really? When you're talking about more manacles than a goddamn... Bondage club.
Give Amber Hyde your manacles.
Yeah, Salik hands over the manacles and is like, right, I'm going now.
Yes, I think we should all
disappear into one of the giganto pockets.
Let's get on with it.
Let's go. Let's
and
for the look,
for reference.
Everything. I have let's go.
Dropped a link to the Owl and Racer in the chat.
Wow, I just thought Salik was a violent owl.
I mean, he is.
Salik is indeed a violent owl.
Turns out he's got arms.
Salik's a violent owl with arms.
What did you think they were violent with?
I just thought they sort of held onto a sword with their wings or something, or with their feet, like an owl.
Okay. Let's leave and go to the tavern now, please.
I love you. Your mind works in amazing ways.
Do you know that owls have knees?
Well, I do now.
I have a question.
You tie a sword to it.
Does it matter that owls have knees? Can we not worry about knees later?
It's a knees to no basis.
Oh, dear God. That was awful. That was sufficiently bad.
That one was for allegory.
That was wonderful.
For allegory.
Yeah.
I know, he'd be so proud of me right now. Mm-hmm. I'll have to tell him later.
Anyway, let us proceed in the direction of the tavern.
Kills us all.
Yes.
This is...
Yes, Sarge, I'm afraid I killed all of them.
Those moments where Mordrigan regrets that we're not all in his house so he can shoot us with Nerf guns.
Yes.
Indeed.
By this point, I would indeed be shooting you with Nerf guns. That is what would be happening.
Okay, yes. So, moving swiftly on. So you make your way to the Low Lantern. Fog obscures the Low Lantern until you get within 100 feet of it, whereupon its tall masts and creaking bulk come into view. The converted ship has rigging but no sails, and is anchored to the wharf by thick chains. A wooden staircase climbs from the wharf's edge to the main deck. A lantern at the bow casts an eerie green light to signify the tavern is open for business.
Okay.
Yeah, you're in the harbour. By the way, probably should have mentioned that first. But yes, and so as you make your way up the stairs onto the top side, and if you'll bear with me a second, I will take a picture of that for you. You are on the top deck.
Okay. Is the top deck, like, empty, or is there anything on it?
There's actually a descriptor to me read to you. The main deck of the old ship features wooden steps that climb to the forecastle and aft castle, and another set of steps descending into the ship. A padlock, wooden hatch fitted with windows, acts as a skylight for the deck below, the tavern proper, visible through the hatch's glass panes. Four dead seagulls lie on the deck, and two ravens squawk at you from the crow's nest, a 40-foot climb up the ship's rigging.
Dead seagulls?
Yep, dead seagulls.
That's probably not a good sign.
Do they have, like, arrows in them? Or do they look like someone has...
Or have the crows pecked them to death?
There don't seem to be any visible wounds on the seagulls. They're just lying there dead. Mm-hmm. I mean, if you want, you can do a medicine check on the dead seagulls.
You know what? I might as fucking well.
Okay, cool. Make me a medicine roll, please.
I've got -1 for that, so I end up with a 15.
They've been stung to death.
Right. That is bad news.
Yes, that's weird, because you don't see any bees about.
I am not certain that the witch who lives here isn't some kind of bee witch.
Are you saying they've been bewitched?
Yes, I'm saying they have been bewitched.
Celebi.
What happened to a witch?
I don't know where she would have fitted into this.
So you've been going sea witch.
Well, she is a sea witch because she lives on the ship. So she's both a bee and a sea witch. But I think we should be aware that bees are a problem. Do you by any chance, by the way, want to open this padlock while we're here just in case we have to make a quick escape through the roof?
Yeah, let's give it a quick go.
Are there any bouncers about before we do something obvious?
No, you can't see anyone around the and no one in the deck below seems to be looking up at the skylight particularly, so long as you're not super obvious, you reckon you'll be fine.
It's just if we do need to come out through the roof, we're going to really need to come out through the roof, so it'd be helpful if the roof was open, wouldn't it?
Yeah. Is that a sleight of hand?
That would be a lockpicking
thieves
check.
Proficiency roll.
Yep.
I think lockpicking runs off sleight of hand.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I have a proficiency in it. Yep. I've got a lockpicking set anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So I rolled a 16.
Yep. You unlock
sleight
it.
Of hand is 6. Yeah. So.
Yeah, you unlock it with ease.
Yep.
No one looks up or hears or notices anything, so yep, the skylight is unlocked.
Good, good. Hopefully we won't
just in case.
But yeah, it is always better to be safe than sorry, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Let's go and not get alone.
Yes. Well, let's go and get alone, shark.
Okay, so you go down the stairs into the next, into the tavern deck. Now, bear with me a second, and I will take a picture of that for you. There you go. So, as you come down, you sort of go around the corner there, and you see, so there are four tables, with various people sitting around the drinking. There is also the bar. Behind which indeed stands a Kenku sorting drinks, and seated near the short end of the bar, you see a woman with a crab on her shoulder.
A crab?
Yes, there is a crab sitting on her shoulder.
Very exciting.
It is clucking its claws animatedly.
Well. It's on theme for her familiar.
Is it a big crab?
It's bigger than average. you know, it's not a small crab. It's not one of those gigantic freakish ones, but it is a good sized crab.
I want to go and say hello and ask whether I can say hi to her crab.
But as the lady with the crab on her shoulder notices you entering, she looks up. Ah, well met. My name is Lorella Thundra, but people around here call me the Captain. If you're thirsting for a beverage or looking to gamble, you've come to the right place, but watch your step. things can get pretty messy around here. Huh. The crab sort of bobs like it's nodding along with her.
Amberhide looks at the floor and then looks back up.
The leak's heading to the bar.
Yeah.
I'm looking around for our loan shark.
Well, you don't see him on this level, but he was mentioned that he would probably be in the level below the tavern. The lounge level.
I will be staying within 5 foot of Ladle wherever Ladle goes.
I will speak to the captain and say to her, if I was looking to do some business with one of your regular patrons, how would I go about doing that?
Let me guess, you're here to see Amric, right? Looking for a loan?
Yes.
We get plenty coming asking him. He's the floor below in the lounge. You'll find him towards the aft. Be careful. Let's just hope you can repay high rates. Let's put it that way.
I see. Thank you for the warning.
No problem.
Do we just head down there?
Yeah, no, feel free. I mean, feel free to have a drink first. Or if you want to engage in any gambling with our other guests, please do feel free. I'm sure there's a game or two of Boulder's Bones going on. But whatever, make yourself at home. I mean, not too at home, but,
Thank you. I do light up at the look of the gambling tables.
Yeah, there's definitely gambling of various kinds happening at probably the two tables that only have like four seats around them, as opposed to the ones that have the six rounds. Those seem to be more like people just hanging out drinking. It is quite noisy in here.
Okay.
Salik, you said you were heading to the bar?
Yeah.
Yeah, you buying a drink or?
I'm buying a drink.
The Kenku nods at you.
What's good? It's been a weird morning.
The Kenku looks thoughtful for a second. Then he makes a sound like a bottle being opened. And there's sort of a sound, the bottle. That. And then he lifts up a brown sort of bottle with a cap on and pops it on the bar in front of you.
Is that an ale?
He sort of shifts his head side to side, like a sort of gesture.
Sure, why not?
He holds up two fingers and makes a sound like a snake hissing.
I'll give him 2 silver, I guess.
Yep. He looks very happy with that and opens his mouth, opens his beak, and a voice that is clearly not his one says, "Enjoy!"
Creepy.
I kind of lift the bottle in kind of a salute and wander off after the others. I'm assuming they're going to the stairs.
Anyone? Are you guys all heading to the stairs down to the next level?
Have
we seen any bouncers yet on this level? Just so we can get a gauge of them.
Make me a perception roll.
I mean, I can try. Mm-hmm. 16, actually.
There are 3 guys standing around the room that definitely give off an air of, we are bouncers, we are here, and if you start anything, we will make sure that you are aware we are here. And they are positioned around so that the entire area can be seen. There are no blind spots here.
Bear with me for a moment. I just have to check something. Ah, no, that's the 7th level ability of my class, not a 3rd level, so I can't get their class level. Never mind. If we're pushing downstairs, then I will follow.
Okay, you head downstairs to the lounge deck. Let me get that for you. What are you meowing for? Okay, so, you head down the stairs and it is the lounge area. There are a few people around at various tables. There's another bar with another Kenku behind it. There are also a couple of different alcoves. There's one on the, I can't remember if that is port or starboard.
Left side, is port.
And there's also
right
left is port.
Yeah.
Okay, but is that facing towards the front of the ship or facing towards?
Yeah, if you're standing at the back and facing the front, port is on your left.
Okay. Yeah. So that is on port. No, that's starboard, because that would be the right if you were facing forward. And at the back is another one, and you see there in that that sort of little alcove with a couple of couches, you see a guy dressed in black with, to quote Mortlock, a stupid little pointy beard.
Excuse me, there's a Chinook going over my house. Please continue.
Does it, in fact, look like a goat's ass?
No. You sense that might have been Mortlock being a little arsey, considering that his brother did try and kill him.
I'm going to go to the bar.
There's a Kenku.
Side it.
He holds up a finger of that, looks down, reaches on the bar, pulls up a green bottle. Fresh, juicy apples! That is, again, obviously not his voice coming out of his mouth. He passes it over to you and holds up two fingers and makes a sitting sound like a snake.
I will pay the lovely individual 2 silver.
Many thanks!
Excellent. Do you have a bottle opener?
He reaches out a taloned clawed hand and pries it off for you.
Thank you.
Okay. He gives you a thumbs up.
And I'm going to take up the aftmost seat on the bar.
Okay.
For now.
Yeah.
Hey, now guy's sitting up on the sofas, did you say?
Yeah, he's at the ones at the back. Ambide, you can't actually sit on the aftmost seat because there's already a guy sitting on it. It's a human, red hair tied in a ponytail.
Does he look bodyguardish?
He looks bodyguardish.
In which case, I will sit 2 seats over, so that when he inevitably activates, I can go for him.
Yep. Yeah. Amric is on one of the couches. He's got some kind of weird little demon thing hanging out on the back of the couch. It's like a weird spiky bat person thing?
Some sort of imp type thing?
I mean, kind of. It's small. It's like Gwariel size, maybe?
I'm huge, remember. I'm 4 foot tall.
It's a little smaller than Gwariel, but it's a weird fucking looking thing. Let me find you a picture.
I have a question. Given that I am not from this plane of existence, I am from the outer planes. Is that by any chance a Mephit?
No, but it's definitely some kind of devil.
Oh, okay.
It's some kind of devil. There's a link for a picture.
That is recognizable.
It isn't holding a trident, but that is, yeah.
Okay, I'll add that to the list of shit that's probably going to die in a minute.
Yeah.
I will probably... Oh, no, hang on. Where's Ladle? If Ladle is nearby, I am going to try and quietly tell her, do not make any deals around that spiny thing. Not even fake deals.
Isn't that why we're fucking here, though?
Yes, but if that's a devil and he can bind you to what you've said, that presents an issue.
Only if demon's still alive by the end of this.
Should we go straight to plan B? I'm not risking my shop.
Can I ask a question?
Yeah, sure.
No, I'm asking Ladle that.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, yes?
Is Plan B the one where we just launch into violence now?
Pretty much.
Do you want to let everybody else know that that's what we're shifting to then?
I mean, does anyone want to make me like an Arcana check?
Yeah, I mean,
because I don't have that.
Oh, I will go for that because I do have that.
16. I have a -1 on that as well, but my dice are really liking me rolling all of these pointless rolls.
12.
Yes. Gwariel, you are pretty sure that any devil that is hanging around a, you know, not exactly massive scale loan shark in a shitty tavern in Baldur's Gate is not the kind of devil that can, like, soul bind you to a deal.
Yes. Okay. It might be worth noting, though, that that looks like a very minor demon given it's capering about on his shoulder. I don't think it's going to be stealing your soul or anything like that. I don't think you need to worry about that. So we could still stay with Plan A if you want to.
Mm.
I'm absolutely fine with either plan. I just would like to make sure that everybody else knows what plan we're doing before we, you know, start enacting it.
I can go over and start talking to him and probably still slip the manacles on. Mm-hmm. I'm not making a deal with him.
Okay, let's go with that then.
Okay, so I will head over to the sofas.
I'm with her.
Yeah.
Harrick notices you moving towards him and clients his head towards you. Hello, and who might you be?
Hello, my name is Adelaide Crane, and I'm looking to take out a substantial loan.
I see. Well, you're straight to business. I like that. He lounges back, and the weird little devil thing goes,
fucking hell, the bastard salacious crumb.
Yes. Got my reference. Yes. Well, tell me, Miss Crane, Miss or Mrs. Crane, if I may be so bold.
Adelaide Crane.
Of course, I see. Adelaide Crane, what is it you're looking to do with this substantial loan?
I am looking to expand my business.
I see. And what business is that?
Herbal remedies.
Well, there is certainly always a market for that in Baldur's Gate. So, tell me, when you say a substantial amount of money, how much would we be considering?
Around 200 to 300 gold.
I see. Indeed, a sizable investment. Well, you've come to the right place as a member of the Van Thamper family. I am, of course, positioned to provide such funds, though I will say that I do not carry such a quantity on my person of an evening, so we would have to start with a smaller installment first and then expand from there. Now, my rates are reasonable. I charge a 25% interest, and I expect repayment in a 10-day. Although, of course, we can, given the size, discuss a time frame more suitable.
Indeed. Like I said, this is an investment into a business. I'm not going to have immediate returns.
True. But obviously you must understand that as a businessman myself, I have to ensure that I see a return on my investment as well.
Indeed.
Hmm.
Now that I'm sitting...
Oh,
Now that I'm sitting opposite him, I've got a closer look at him. How is he dressed? Has he got jewellery on? Is he...
He's not wearing jewellery. He's wearing black leather, sort of black leather trousers, a black sort of leather jerkin. It almost looks like he could count as a sort of, to some extent, armour. No, stop attacking my thing, wretched cat. And he does also have a black cloak with a grey and white sort of mantle around the neck. He does have a belt of what you'd assume to be throwing daggers sort of across his chest.
Can I ask another question? Bear with me a second.
Is that Guariel addressing?
No, I'm asking you now. I've got to find the right thing. Is he his demon and his bodyguard all within a 20-foot cube?
Let me have a look at the map to figure that out exactly. Each of these is 5, so that's the bodyguard at the end of the bar is not, but the demon, the whatever the fuck that thing is, and he, yeah, they're, because they're on the couch, so that's like a 10 by 10 would get them, so a 20 by 20, definitely. You'd have to angle it to make sure you didn't hit yourself in Adelaide, but...
That's not actually a problem with what might happen if we start throwing down.
Okay. You will notice that the bodyguard is watching the situation, but he isn't doing anything, obviously, involving himself yet. He's just watching.
Yeah. I'm wondering... Yeah, I'm just going to recheck my latest acquired capabilities.
Okay.
Yeah. I seem to remember one of them is useful here.
What about Miri and Salik? What are you two doing?
Basically trying to stay out of the way and watching for when things all start. Did you well. Go? Yeah, when the drama starts. And trying not to draw any attention till then.
Okay. So roughly sort of where on the deck are you hanging out?
Remind me whereabouts Amric and people are?
Amric is at the couches at the aft at the back of the deck. That's him, the fucking creepy devil thingy, and Guariel and Laedl are there. Amberhide is sitting the third stool on the long side of the bar, because at the top stool is where what you're pretty sure is Amric's other bodyguard is sitting.
Okay. I realised that I had my character sheet over where the map was, so I've only just found it.
Okay.
So they are things. It's okay. Maybe hovering near sort of the L further bit of the bar.
Okay, the short end of the bar.
Just because it's sort of out of the way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The short end. Yeah.
Yeah, the short end. Yeah. Okay. Salik, is that where you are as well, or do you want to be sort of lurking somewhere else?
What's the staircase down towards the back?
The staircase down towards the... Right, well, okay, so the little staircase is the one that goes further down. That goes down to the lowest level, which Mortlock said was something like... Basically, like a drunk tank. The longer one is the one you came down from the tavern deck.
Right, okay. So I will probably be with my drink, just kind of like slowly like wandering around. So from the bar, kind of round towards the back and then round the stairs and then kind of wandering past the other sofas and kind of just doing like kind of wending circuit round the back part of the room.
Yeah. Okay. That makes sense. Okay.
Back to the conversation. How much exactly could you loan me immediately?
Well, I do have 150 that I would be able to supply tonight. Further money could be arranged quite easily for tomorrow.
Tomorrow, I see. Well, it sounds like that this would be a good investment. It's quite urgent, so I think your terms are agreeable.
Excellent. Would you care for a drink to seal our deal?
Oh, I don't drink, but I would shake your hand.
Well, of course. That is simply the gentlemanly cost of doing business. And he offers forth his hand. Oh, God.
Here we go. So,
okay.
Sleight of hand?
Yeah, make a roll.
Oh, this is going to be good.
Don't let me down. That is 25.
Fucking hell.
Yeah, you...
24, you just, sorry, beg your 24. Pardon. 24.
So he inverts his hand up and he brings it to you and you slam the manacle on?
Yep.
Okay, you just get the one wrist, yeah?
Well, no, we need to give them both. And his feet, if I can.
I don't think you can get his feet.
No, you've got the one, because he gives the shit, and then you just slam him, and he's just like, what? And he tries to jerk back, sort of as quickly as he can. So
I assume this is a surprise round, is it?
Yeah, I'd say this is a surprise, but I guess at this point we roll for initiative.
In the surprise round, I would also cast Fairy Fire on both him and his little demon minion.
Right, okay. Let me just quickly look up.
It's an innate ability of being a fairy, and it just means the fuckers can't go invisible.
Okay.
Let me read it out for you.
Any
creature in the area... Each object in a 20-foot cube within range is outlined in blue, green, or violet. Green in my case. Any creature in that area when the spell is cast is also outlined in light if it fails a dexterity saving throw. For the duration, objects and affected creatures shed dim light in a 10-foot radius. Any attack roll against an affected creature or object has advantage if the attacker can see it. The affected creature or object can't benefit from being invisible. So they both need to make a dexterity saving throw versus, because I'm a fae, it would be based on my charisma and proficiency, I believe.
Okay.
Let me have a look at my casting bonus bullshit. Casting bonus, because that sets my DC. Is it 10 plus your stuff normally? Spell DC?
I believe so. That sounds right.
It's 8 plus your proficiency bonus plus, in my case, it'd be charisma. So it's only against an 11 that they have to make it.
Okay. Amric does make his. Let's see about the fucking shitty little devil thing. Yeah, the devil absolutely does. He got a fucking nat 20.
Oh, well.
He falls back off the thing in surprise.
There is an explosion of green light sort of aimed just behind them. Every inanimate object back there is now glowing faintly green. That's annoying. I need to put my charisma up. But I'd be doing that during the surprise round because I can then get it off before we have to do, like, fighting.
Okay. But yeah, so at this point, I guess it's a roll for initiative.
Oh, well.
Okay, so... right. So we've got... he would be on that. Oof, okay. And he would be on... where are we? That. Okay. Oof. Okay. Right. So, is anyone on any higher than 21?
Okay.
Okay. No one. Okay. Yeah. So the spined devil is on 21. 20? 19? 18?
Yo.
Okay, Amber Hyde, you are going on 18, so is Amric, but you are a player character, so you go first.
Four.
Okay, 17?
17.
17, Ladle. 16, 15, 14, 13, 12, 11?
Guariel.
Yeah.
Okay, 11, Guariel, and... Salik. So that... Miri, where are you?
I've got to ask the question of, is there any sort of dramatic thing for rolling a one on the initiative?
No, it just means you're being cool. Slow as fuck. What does that work
three.
Out? Total?
I'm on three.
You are the going last because the bodyguard guy at the bar is on four.
Cool.
So, okay. Well, someone's got to go last. In this case, it's you. right.
If I'm going to roll a one, it's not the worst roll to do it on.
No, that's true.
Yeah, so I guess it would be the Spined Devil going next.
Do they get a go if they're surprised?
And we've just had our surprise round.
Yeah, you had surprise. I don't think because I don't think the rest of the party would really be able to participate because they don't know exactly when you were launching, whereas. Guariel was sitting right next to you, so he knew exactly what the timing was, so yeah.
So you slap the mannequin You slap the manacles on, and then I fairy fired them in our surprise round. So we're now in normal roundage.
Yeah. So which is the Spined Devil picks itself up and launches itself at you, Ladle.
I impose disadvantage upon this attack.
Okay. Right. Okay. So it goes for. So disadvantage. Right. So. Would a 16? Yep. Yeah. Be grateful, Matt, because the other one was a nat 20 as well. So it didn't crit you. So I need a rope.
I'm gonna need a rope for this.
So right. So you take 3 piercing damage and 2 fire damage, total of 5 damage, as it jabs its barbed tail into you.
Yikes.
A nasty burning sensation.
Ow.
So next up, it's Amhide and Amric. Amhide goes first. Amhide, what are you doing?
I am. How far away from this guy?
Well, you were 2 stools away from him, which is like 5 feet.
I was thinking about maybe getting all the way to Amric. I'm going for the bodyguard, who is presumably looking very much like he's about to get up.
Yeah, he is clearly in the process of launching himself in the direction of his employer, but you are much faster than this guy.
I mean, that's a 13 to hit.
That hits.
I am somewhat amazed.
Just, but it did hit.
You've just been spoiled by having a fairy bodyguard around. Normal bodyguards just aren't that good.
So that's 5 damage.
Okay.
I rolled a 1 on the bloody dice.
Okay. Well, I mean, you did hit him, so
yeah,
that's something. Amric is, well, he's been manacled, so he's trying to, he will try and get away from you at this point.
Does he now?
Yes, which means technically that gives you, both you and Ladle, attacks of opportunity on him?
No, it gives Ladle, because I use my reaction to protect her from the barb devil.
Ah, yes, you did. Ladle, do you want to try and do something as he legs it?
Can I attempt to drop to the floor and manacle his wrist to his ankle? Is that a thing I can do instead of an attack?
I mean, okay, I'm just trying to figure out what I'd ask you to roll for that.
Fucking contortionist?
I mean, I'm already holding on to his wrist. I've slapped one on there. I've got the other end of my hand already, and I'm already really short and quite close to his feet. So
okay, so in that case, make me
and he's sitting down. So he's sat down. Well, it's not like he's a long way to go. He's
true. That is a fair point. Okay, make me a sleight of hand roll, and let's see if it can beat his. Well, see if it'll beat his AC.
Okay,
surprisingly high.
18.
You do beat his AC. You successfully managed to manacle his wrist to his ankle, causing him to immediately trip and fall over on his fucking face.
Okay,
on the ground.
As a reaction, I can disengage, try and duck away somewhere, so I'm not actually in close combat with everything.
You technically need to, but you. Thinking about it, you wouldn't know I can do that yet, so don't worry about it. It's fine.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yep. You can disengage.
I kind of stop, drop, click, and roll.
So you sort of roll underneath the couch, sort of out to the other side of the couch.
Yeah. Or yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
At How least far can you move with your disengage?
I don't know.
It's a normal move.
Okay, so you can get as far as, I'm assuming your normal move is 30 feet?
25, she's a halfling.
Oh, yeah, true. 25,
yeah.
Yeah, so you can move 5 squares on that map, so.
Oh, wow. Okay.
It's 5 foot a square, so.
In that case, is there, you know, the little staircase?
Yeah, that's the one going down to the lower deck.
Yeah, has it got like a banister or something around it?
It does have like a banister, just to stop people walking straight down into the falling into the hole.
Jonah, so what are the black things in the middle?
Those are the masts, where the mast is going through the deck.
Okay, in that case, I'll duck behind the mast then, the one closest. I disengage and then I literally just tuck myself behind the mask, so I've got something between me and him.
Okay, yeah, that is fair enough. That's that. Amric is down. Guariel and Salik both go next. Decide amongst yourselves who you would like to go first.
I don't mind Salik.
You go. I'm going to be in a random place between the sofa and the other sofa, so.
Righto.
Okay.
The sword comes out, and I am going to attempt to bisect this devil.
Okay. Right. Roll away, sir.
Oh, fuck. 25.
Ooh.
Okay. Did you roll another 20 by any chance?
I rolled a 19, okay. Sadly.
Well, you distinctly hit him. It, I guess.
Fuck it. Let's use one of my superiority dice. It's going to get a menacing attack.
Okay.
So, first I'll roll my damage, which is 1d8 plus 1d8 plus 4 now, because I'm adding a superiority damage to it. So it's 14 points of damage.
Okay, nice.
Oh,
nice.
No, it's not. Yeah, no, that is right. 14 points.
Okay.
Then it needs to make a DC. It is that plus that. It needs to make a DC 14 wisdom check. Wisdom save. Wisdom save.
Wisdom save, right. Okay. So it's got a plus 2 on that. No, it crit failed that.
Okay, until the end of my next turn, it is frightened of me. It gets disadvantage on all ability checks, attacks. Hang on, let me look it up for you. Frightened. A frightened creature has disadvantage on ability checks and attack rolls while the source of its fear is within line of sight, and it cannot willingly move closer to the source of its fear. So until the end of my next go, it is scared of me, so if it bites anybody, it's at disadvantage.
Oh, disc. Okay, right. Salik, have you figured out where you would probably be in relation to everything's going on?
I'm going to randomise with a d6.
Okay, yeah.
So I rolled a 4, so I am in the square between the sofa on the left and the smaller set of stairs.
Okay. So what would you like to do? There's a bodyguard that's just been hit by Amberhide. Amric has now been hobbled and has landed face first. There is a shrieking devil thing that is looking at Guariel with intense terror. What would you like to do?
I will move up to where Guariel and Laidl are. Well,
okay.
Past where Laidl is. And go for the devil.
Okay. Right. Yep. Roll away.
Okay. That is a... Where are we? That's a 14.
Okay, yep, that hits.
Okay, let's see, battle axe, where's the d10? That is a total of 11 points of slashing damage, I believe.
Okay, it squeals as you slash at it. It's looking pretty injured. Right, the bodyguard gets his go. Unsurprisingly, Amberhide, he's going to try and hit you because you hit him. So,
my AC is 15.
Okay, he will try and thwack you with... it turns out he's got like a rather hefty cudgel. Practically a mace, that he will try and thwack you with. That's a 19?
Yeah, nice.
Okay, and so the damage would be... 4 points of damage.
4, you say?
4.
Okie doke.
Miri, there's Amhide and the bodyguard are tussling. The devil is stuck between a scary little fairy and a vicious fucking owl. and the Amric is on the fucking floor, trying to figure out how to move with only one functioning leg and arm.
Okay. The main concern right now is... Now, Amberhide's up against a bodyguard.
Mm-hmm.
I'm pretty sure Amberhide can handle it because I've met Amberhide. Oh, gosh, okay. Although, actually, I can't really get much distance anyway, and because we don't want to actually kill anyone, other than maybe the demon... That's not so useful for cantrips. So I guess I may as well take a swing at a bodyguard.
Okay.
Okay. I do not manage to take a swing at a bodyguard.
No.
I am very much assuming that four is not going to be his armor class.
No, no, that is a fair assessment.
I thought so.
Yeah.
I'm not very good with a mace.
Well, you know, you have other talents.
Exactly.
Right, so we're back to the top. So the Spine Devil is terrified of Guariel, so it's going to try and go at Sleek as the slightly less terrifying of two options. Still terrified enough that, yeah, disadvantage, so they are flailing like hell. Roll that. I'm going to guess a 12 doesn't hit you, Sleek.
Nope.
No, didn't think so. It's just flailing around its tail, trying to hit at you, but it's frantic and it's panicked, and it's just going. Hide. That bodyguard just hit you. That really fucking hurt.
Ow, you bastard! Whack.
Yes, it was such passion.
24?
Yeah, that fucking hits.
Two away from a crit as well, but maximum damage.
Ooh, which is
12 points.
Ooh. that's brutal.
If he's still up.
He is still up. He doesn't look particularly healthy, but he is still up.
Okay, cool. Flurry of blows.
Okay.
So one key point gets me two unarmed strikes.
Mm-hmm.
20?
Yep, that hits.
6 damage.
Oof.
21 to hit.
Yep. His AC is only 12.
7 damage.
Okay, he is still standing, barely. He is bloodied, he is beaten, and he is looking fucking punch drunk, but he's still glowering at you.
I'm going to glower right back and just say, you could have not.
Amric is trying to sort of shuffle/crawl away.
Does he leave my area of control?
I don't think he can.
Okie doke.
Ladle. Yeah.
How do you knock someone out in this game? I don't actually know.
Deal them damage non-lethal.
Yeah, so yeah, basically. You can't do non-lethal with ranged weapons, by the way.
That's what I was going to say, yeah.
Yeah, you can't do that. So okay. You have to, it has to be close combat, but yeah.
The only thing I have that's close combat is a dagger. And I only know how to use the pointy end, so...
You can really, like... Bash them with bonk them on the head with the hilt if you really
stab
want to.
Stab his other hand.
He has got a nice selection of knives I was eyeing up earlier.
Remember, they're all yours once he's unconscious.
Remember, yeah. You've got a second set of manacles.
Yeah. I'm half tempted to manacle his other arm to his other leg.
Please do.
So he's kind of flailing around at the end of the sofa that's near me, isn't he?
Yeah.
Because he's trying to get to the door.
He's just trying to get away at the moment, because there's an owl and a fairy having a slap fight with his devil pet thing.
No, the devil's slapping us. We are hacking the fuck out of it.
Yeah, true. His vantage point is skewed. He's on the floor.
Okay, so I am going to dart out from behind this. The mast.
Mm-hmm.
And with a flourish, take the other manacles out of my other sleeve, give them a little twirl around my finger, and then try and slap it onto our poor
boy. Okay. Make me a sleight of hand roll. You can have advantage due to the fact that he is already half manacled and just not in a great position.
I love that you're styling on him as well.
Oh, stunt on them hoes.
19.
Yeah, you successfully manacle his other arm to his other leg. He is just...
Can I give him a little kick so he falls onto his back like a upside down tortoise?
Yes, you can in fact make him an upside down tortoise in the desert. Why aren't you turning him over?
Because we want him on his back because he's a fucking prisoner.
Yeah. Okay. Gwariel and Salik, you are both beating up on the same fucking thing.
Do you want to take the devil? Slightly
less terrified.
I will, before they do that, use my extraction just to duck away out of close combat again.
Okay. Yep. No, makes sense.
This is a free action to do it, so.
It still counts as frightened until the end of my turn.
Ah, right. Okay. No, that's fair enough then.
It shouldn't make a difference, but if Salik decides to like grapple it or something, it would still be getting disadvantage on its ability roll. Okay. Salik, do you want to go first?
Yeah, sure.
Cool.
I guess I'll try and hit it.
Okay.
That is going to be a 21.
Yep, that is.
Okay. 10. Oh, I rolled a 1. That's 3. Massive 3.
Okay. Yeah, that didn't do much damage there.
Okay. So it is not down yet?
No, it isn't down yet. It's looking healthier than the bodyguard.
Okay. Cool. Well, in that case, I will fucking hit it then.
Okay.
That would be a 21.
Yep, that hits.
Fuck it. Menacing attack again, because it gives me more damage. I probably don't need the... No, it's not going to be making any rolls after this. Let me put it this way. 18 points of damage.
Cool. What?
How do you kill it?
You know how I said earlier I'm going to try and bisect this thing? That's exactly what I do. I bisect this thing, its lower half falls on Amric, and its upper half sails across the bar and sort of splats off the bodyguard's shoulder.
Okay, yeah. Amric goes, and having this lower half of the devil thing on him, the bodyguard is like, just staggering around.
Oh, and in answer to your question, Miri, when I do a menacing attack, I add the superiority die I spend to the damage, and I roll max damage on one die and 6 on the other.
Nice.
And my strength bonus is fucking 4, so...
Yeah. So, yeah, that thing is fucking dead.
Yeah.
The bodyguard looks at the upper half of the devil that is lying on the bar, behind which the Kenku bartender is crouching and looking very startled at everything that has just gone down in the last 12 seconds. 18 seconds, sorry.
Yeah, 18. We did do Fairy Fire first, and Manacle and Matthew then fucked.
Yeah. Looks over at Amric, stuck on the ground with the other half of the devil on him, drops the cudgel, and just raises his hands. I'm done. I'm fucking done.
Uh-huh.
Just backing away, backing the fuck away.
That's all right. We just need to have a chat with Amric.
Go right ahead.
We don't want any trouble with anyone else.
Yeah, he's retreating. He's just backing away from you, psychopathic people, to behind the bar to just cower next to the Kenku.
I'm going to lean over to the bar and say explicitly to the Kenku, terribly sorry for all the trouble.
Okay.
And we've timed that pretty gosh darn well, because we are now just out of time for this evening.
Would you like me to do the thing?
Do the thing, please, Mordragon.
Thank you very much for listening. We hope you've enjoyed what you've been listening to. If you have, then please do feel free to leave us your iTunes reviews, your Podchaser reviews, your Podbean reviews. You can talk to us at thecultoftandice.net or thecultoftandice@gmail.com. Thank you for listening, and goodbye. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Why am I waving? You can't see.